ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under Asa Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. Asa Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text QUICK to 484848. Text QUICK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's QUICK to 484848.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back in the Pine Bluff, it's halftime 35-0, our halftime score. As the Zebras have the lead over the Bombers, we'll check stats and, of course, scores around the state coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined at halftime by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And, Mitch, as always, a busy time for Mountain Home Athletics. And let's talk about these fall sports, of course, going on right now. Of course, football tonight. But golf wrapped up this week for the girls. And, boy, just missed the state championship, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, you look at it and you say, well, we come up five strokes short. But that's very little when you're sitting there and you got four girls going out there competing for a state championship, and you count three of the four, and five strokes, not very many.
Right.
And so very, very close, but proud of where we're at. You never like to finish second, but state runner-up, that's not too daggum bad. Proud of the girls and proud of the coach, Dell Leonard and Tom Shinskowski, for what they accomplished. And can't say enough about those young ladies. And then next week is the boys state tournament. We had one individual, Luke Jackson, that qualified for it, and that'd be held in Paragould. So we wish him all the luck.
You bet. Tennis quickly wrapping up as well, isn't it?
It is. Actually, it's all, you know, next week, Monday and Tuesday, starts the conference tournament at Searcy. So you know, I went last night and watched our team with senior night at home against Jonesboro, which is always one of the better teams in the state.
Right.
You know, our boys are getting better every day. They're young. But I sit there and I watch them play the state doubles champion from last year, and we gave them all they wanted. And, you know, and then on the girls' side, we got some very talented individuals, top to bottom. And, you know, I think they can make a little noise in district and hopefully take it on into state.
You bet. Volleyball playing well. Boy, that is such a tough conference, this 5A East, isn't it, for volleyball?
Yeah, you know, back when I was coaching basketball, I always felt like we was in the best conference in the state, and sometimes I even compared it to maybe some of the best in the region or even in the southern United States. But our volleyball team is in that now. I mean, I feel like there's probably a top five team in 6A, or maybe a top 10 team in 6A that might not even go to the state tournament. And right now our girls are sitting fourth. We got Nelton, you know, here coming to town on Tuesday, which could help us. We get that win to bump us up to third in the conference. And, you know, with this year, the new alignment, just taking the top four compared to the past where they're taking top six. So proud of our girls and, you know, where we're sitting in conference. You know, we have Jonesboro ahead of us and Paragould, but I feel we can beat either one of those teams. So just get us in the state tournament and let's see what happens.
Cross country running is running well right now.
They are. You know, talk about our high school team. You know, they've been going around and competing and doing a good job. Our junior high cross-country teams are going around with some really good showing. So
yes,
proud of our cross-country team, but, you know, and excited for the future with what's happening in the younger grades.
Talking with Mount Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky, of course, next week is homecoming. Lots of festivities going on there.
Yeah, that's why I was just sitting here reviewing the schedule so I could talk about it, and I've already forgot everything that's going on. But we do have the cross-country, or not cross-country, got the Hall of Honor. You know, I want to talk about that before we get into the festivities, because that's the one thing that we will have that Friday night at the homecoming football game. We introduce them and recognize the new inductees at halftime. Then, of course, on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we have our Hall of Honor banquet for the athletics. And, you know, quickly go through, have Darren McMaines, you know, former baseball and basketball player.
Right.
That has continued doing some great things, and I'm sure you're going to hear more on him. I know you guys have and going to be kind of talking about the different inductees.
Yes.
This coming up week. You have Sonny Ekdahl, former football player in the 50s. Hugh McClain, as a supporter, has done a lot for our program for a long, long time.
Yes.
And then we have 2006 and 2007 Goff State Champions. If people don't know that group, it's not probably one of the best we've ever had in Mountain Home. They are the best we've had in Mountain Home, but they might be one of the best teams that's been in the state, and that's in any classification. If you talk to Brad or you talk to any of those guys, no one wanted to play us back then. We were, you know, when you're trying to make a golf team and you have to shoot under par to lead your team, that tells you you're pretty good.
Exactly.
So happy to have those guys back. And then, you know, with you being on our Hall of Honor committee, you know, you kept voting for yourself every year. And finally we got tired of hearing it. So now you're Brad Hallworth's going to be inducted as well.
I had one vote every year, at least.
You at least have one vote, but we finally got tired of hearing, so you're in. But no, Brad, you know, it's one when I was playing back in the late 80s and early 90s, I remember you. And it's funny, you sit here and you think of a radio station or someone that goes and broadcasts the games, but you're as much part of our Mountain Home Athletics as anybody. So we appreciate what you bring to us. You're great at what you do, and I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting here beside you. You can talk to many people, and even people that's outside our community that's ever listened to you. You're one of the best, if not the best, and we appreciate what you've done for us.
Well, I appreciate it. That means a lot. Thank you. That's going on Saturday.
That's going on Saturday, but we have homecoming.
Yes.
You know, a big week, and, you know, Friday during the school day, on Wednesday, we have the homecoming parade, and then we got activities going on, you know, dress-up week all through the weeks,
right.
Not just at the high school, but all the way down through all the grades. You know, that'll be fun to see. And then on Friday during the school day, we'll have our homecoming pep rally where we'll introduce the court. And then, of course, that night, we will have our homecoming that will happen at halftime. We do the Hall of Honor. We do the homecoming, I'm sorry, presentation before the game.
Okay.
We usually will start that around 6:30, and then we do the Hall of Honor presentation at halftime. But even before the Hall of Honor, usually, or before the game, around 6:20, we also have the Mountain Home Education Foundation Hall of Honorees that's going
right.
to be introduced before the game, before we actually start everything else. So there's a lot going on. I've stumbled all on that. I want to make sure I have it right. But a lot going on. It'd be exciting to be a Bomber and just come out and support the team, but also the homecoming court, and look for a great night. We've got to keep the weather away.
Yes. It's rained every home game this year, hasn't it?
It has. You know, about a week ago, I know we're 2 weeks out, but I'm looking at the future forecast, and it showed rain. And so I'm going to – hopefully we can keep it away.
I hope so. Mitch, hey, appreciate it. Always good to see you.
All right, thanks, Brad.
All right, we'll take a break. It's halftime. Bombers down 35-0. Matt will check scores around the state with us with our scoreboard report. We continue here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bummer football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Like a person who's real cool, a true warrior, like a hero who can save up to 8 lives with a single act of giving, like a shining mythical titan bestowing beautiful radiant life upon Arkansans in need. You know somebody who looks like that? You should, because we're talking about you, and you is where giving starts. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Giving is a good look.
Data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text QUICK to 484848. Text QUICK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's QUICK to 484848.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio. As we are at halftime, it is the Mountain Home Bombers trailing the Pine Bluff Zebras by a score of 35-0. Pine Bluff came to this game ranked 5th in Class 6A. We'll have more on this game in a moment. Let's take a look first what else is going on first in the 6A East. It is Searcy, ranked number 4 in Class 6A, playing at the third-ranked team in Class 6A, West Memphis. I have not seen a score on that one as of yet. Jonesboro is at Jacksonville. Haven't seen a score update on that one either. Right now, Marion is leading Sylvan Hills 6-0 at halftime. On the local level, it is Yellville Summit trailing Harding Academy 14-0 in the second quarter. Salem is up on Rector by a count of 18-0 at halftime. Melbourne is trailing Clinton by a score of 14-6 at the break. Melbourne's giving the Yellow Jackets all they want. Clinton came into this game ranked second in Class 3A. Marshall is at Cedar Ridge this evening. Have not seen a score on that one. Mountain View is idle this week. They were originally scheduled to play Rosebud, but the Ramblers canceled the rest of their football season. Harrison, ranked 4th in Class 5A, is up on Clarksville by a score of 42-7 at halftime. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it is number 1 North Little Rock, tied with 2nd-ranked Conway by a score of 14-0. The Charging Wildcats were actually up 14-0, but Conway scored the last two touchdowns to knot it up at 14-all at the break. It is number 3 Bryant up on Little Rock Catholic, 28-14 in the second quarter. 4th-ranked Fayetteville is leading Rogers 21-14 in the second quarter. Number 5 Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is up on El Dorado by a count of 24-7 at halftime. Number 6 Fort Smith Northside is leading Little Rock Central 20-0 in the second quarter. 7th-ranked Springdale is up on Bentonville West 13-7 in the second quarter. Number 8 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 5A, is up on number 10 Little Rock Christian, who's also ranked number 1 in Class 5A. Let's see the score on that one right now. It is PA up 21-14 at halftime. And number 9 Warren, who is also number 1 in Class 4A, is leading Star City 28-7 at the break. Only one game we haven't yet got to in the Class 6A Top 5. It is number 2, Benton, all over Salem Springs right now, 42-14 in the second quarter. Among the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Little Rock McClellan, is up, actually playing at home against DeQueen. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. And number 5, Texarkana, is, believe, leading Camden Fairview this evening. It is 10-6, Razorbacks up on the Cardinals in the second quarter. Among the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, second-ranked Joe T. Robinson is leading Arkadelphia 13-7 at halftime. Third-ranked Nashville is playing at Fountain Lake. It is the Scrappers up on the Cobras 14-7 in the second quarter. Number 4, Rivercrest, is up on Gosnell 24-14 at halftime. And number 5, Dardanelle, is leading Waldron at the break 28-0. Among the Class 3A Top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, number 1, Boonville, is up on West Fork 42-7 at halftime. Third-ranked Prescott is leading Bismarck 28-0 in the second quarter. Number 4, Mayflower, is trailing Glen Rose right now 17-14 at halftime. And number 5, McGee, is losing to Ryzen 22-7 in the second quarter. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1, Mount Ida, over Murfreesboro 44-6 at halftime. Number 2, Foreman, is leading Dirks 39-0 at the break. Number 3, Hazen, is up on Brinkley 34-6 at halftime. And number 4, Junction City, is leading 5th-ranked Hampton 8-6 at the break. And that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium in just a moment. Again, our score at halftime is Pine Bluff 35, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What does an org... We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
It's fall in the Arkansas Delta. From the beauty of nature's autumnal wardrobe to the festivals, fairs, and special events, there's no better time to explore the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Spend a weekend traveling the region's byways and discover the rich history and culture the area is known for. Our festivals feature music, fun, and some of the best food you'll ever eat. From a scary butcher barn to great blues music, you'll find fun for the entire family right here in the Arkansas Delta. Visit DeltaByways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Pine Bluff, it's halftime, 35-0 our score. The Zebras getting 5 touchdown passes in the first half, 3 to Bakarian Black. Mays was on the receiving end of one of those touchdown passes. Isaiah Mays and then Caleb Sloan caught one as well. And Bob, obviously the Mercer rule is going to be in effect as we start the second half, but you'd love to see the Bombers put together some drives. We had a great first drive that stalled out, and really nothing since then. Not a first down since then.
Not a first down since then. And you know, we struggled the first drive. We moved the ball so well and had a 5-yard penalty just killed us. And the next drive, we fumbled the first snap, and they're up 14-0. And you know, we're behind the eight ball again, and you know, then Pine Bluff can start gambling and playing the run so hard, as we talked about. You know, they don't have anybody deeper than 5 yards, and they're just hitting the gaps up front trying to get penetration and stop the running game, and they've done a good job of that. But, you know, when you run this offense, you understand that you're going to see that every week. Right. That's just part of the game.
Zebras will get the ball to start the second half. Kickoff coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next. on Classic Hits 101.7.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/meet will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet.